Hello, and welcome to the Euro Digital Partners Marketing Insights Podcast. During this time of unprecedented global crisis, we thought we would re-release all of our past episodes. We know it's a trying time for everyone, especially those working in marketing. But while you're working from home, we thought it would be useful for you to have something topical to listen to. We realize, of course, that we've been absent for some months. Rest assured, we're already beginning work on a whole new season of this podcast. We may change the focus a little, but we will continue to provide high-quality content that's both useful and timely. Now, without further ado, let's listen back. So with that in mind, let us begin with the Euro Digital Partners series on social media management. And in this fourth part, we will discuss reporting to stakeholders. If you're new to this series, you might be interested to know why we created it. First, we wanted to acquaint potential customers with our way of thinking about social media and how we approach campaigns. Second, we wanted to promote a forthcoming video series that we're doing on social media. Additionally, there's another benefit for those looking for great tools for marketing. Euro Digital Partners is working with the marketing intelligence tool Semrush to develop a course on social media management. The course and this series will go a long way to prepare you for the Semrush certification exam. It's a great way to prove to your employer or future employer that you are the digital marketing expert they need. On that note, we arranged for you a free 14-day trial with Semrush. Point your browser toward beatyourcompetition.online to sign up. Just be aware that you'll need to clear your cookies or open a private browsing window before you go there. Also, you'll have to register with a new email address, which cannot be the same as an account you may have already registered with them. But again, that URL is beatyourcompetition.online. In this series, we already discussed how to create a social media strategy utilizing SMART goals and based on an assessment of your competitors' strategies. Then secondly, develop a posting schedule with effective, diverse content for your social media channels. And third, we made an analysis of whether we beat our competition. Clients and stakeholders want results, but the thing is, they will not know about them if we do not show them. That is why this final installment of the Euro Digital Partners Social Media Management series is about reporting. Before we move to the final section of this course, we should circle back and re-emphasize the importance of scheduling in social media. Social media pros know that success in your social media campaigns is all attributable to planning and effective time use. For this reason, Euro Digital Partners uses the Semrush marketing calendar tool. The calendar helps us group marketing activities by goals within campaigns. If you want to use the tool, there are three steps we suggest you take when creating your first social media campaign in Semrush. And remember, the bigger your team, the more important the planning becomes. In fact, it can mean the difference between a smashing success or an abysmal failure. We recommend you set your goals, budget, target audience, and other campaign-related information. Then add all the marketing assets you need to run your campaign. And finally, discuss your campaign's progress with your team. To get started, head to the management section in the Semrush sidebar. Begin by clicking the marketing calendar and then click the Create Your First Campaign button if you have not already set up a campaign. If you have, you can add another calendar if you have a business level plan. At this point, enter the campaign title, set the dates of the campaign, and assign it a color. Click the Campaigns tab, where you can give an overview of multiple campaigns. Then try clicking the New Activity button. Entering the activity name, you can then edit details like due date, description, add tags, attachments, and comments. And as a plan subscriber, you can share the calendar with others. Importantly, you can set in-app and email notifications, as well as import ICS files from existing calendars and other applications. ICS is a common extension for iCalendar files, which are used to send calendar data. The extension is supported by several tools, such as Google Calendar and Apple Calendar. If you need to export the calendar, click the Export CSV button from the Calendar tab. The calendar will download in a spreadsheet-compatible file. Now we have explored all the relevant tools we use in our toolkit to beat your competition in social media. Still, we would not be professionals if we did not report the results of our efforts to our clients and stakeholders. Heading back to the SEMrush site, return to the sidebar menu under Management. You'll find the menu for My Reports. Click the plus symbol and you'll be prompted to create a new PDF report. Click blank, at which point you will be taken to the report builder. Then click the Social Media Tool option, where you will be presented with the report widgets, where you may find the most useful to present. Then click the Social Media Tool option, where you will be presented with the report widgets that you may find the most useful to present. Dragging and dropping the widgets from the sidebar into your report window will present you with some parameters for creating a completely customizable report. Note that clicking the star next to the report in the sidebar will prioritize it as a favorite, while clicking the info circle will show you a preview of how that widget might look in your report. There are a couple of ways to organize these widgets. One way is to think about them in terms of data type. For example, table, bar, chart, trend, or line graph. Another way to think about the organization of your custom report is to think in terms of internal versus external. Some of the charts, like the engagement trend by type chart, will report data only about one of your channels. Other charts, like the competitors' comparison trend engagement chart, will show your client how you are competing against certain competitors. You can set your competitors using other tools as found in domain analytics, then choose which competitors you want to include in the chart. Our favorites include the social media activity, Facebook reactions distribution, social media audience trend, and social media competitors widgets. One of the powerful aspects of the report builder is that you can create reports that juxtapose data visualizations side by side while organizing the page layout using elements like headers, text boxes, images, columns, and page breaks. You will want to be sure to upgrade your SEMrush account so that you can use your own logos on the cover page. A nice touch that your clients will appreciate. Once done with setting up your report, be sure to edit your cover page, but remember that you can edit it later by clicking Quick Modify. Now, let us finish the report by clicking the Generate PDF Report button. You will be given the option to email this report. Schedule this report if you want it to recur on a regular basis, and you can also enable a table of contents. Finally, click Save Settings, then click Generate. The report is generated and automatically downloads to your designated downloads folder on your device. Also, remember that you can automatically generate PDF reports from Social Media Tracker by clicking the PDF button on the needed page. Let me end this course by suggesting a couple of tricks and tips for reporting. First, let me remind you that clients like to see data in different ways. So when you send a monthly report to your client, send several that paint clear but diverse views. For example, try sending the social media activity report, the Facebook reactions distribution report, the social media audience trends report, and the social media competitors report. Second, if you get lost or need some inspiration, head to the Tutorials button. Tutorial buttons are found throughout SEMrush's tools to assist you in creating an effective workflow. Second, if you get lost or need some inspiration, head to the Tutorials button. Tutorial buttons are found throughout SEMrush's tools to assist you in creating an effective workflow. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, get a native speaker to proof your reports. Nothing turns customers off faster than a report full of misspellings, poor grammar, or out-of-context content. If you don't know a native, contact your digital partners, and we'll be happy to sort you out. As with all new tools, practice makes perfect, so try the tools we mentioned today. So that is the final installment of the Euro Digital Partners series on social media management. If you enjoyed this section about reporting your social media strategies, be sure to take our advice and share this great content. Do you have other great techniques that you use for social media management? Let us know, and we will add it to a future follow-up. If you're looking to learn more and are interested in some live instruction over FaceTime or in person, we will be holding some events later this summer for those interested in exploring the world of digital marketing. Those already in marketing will find our instruction helpful, but we're always looking to work with middle managers and entrepreneurs who are looking to take their skills and business to the next level. So stay tuned. Euro Digital Partners is always looking to find new and exciting ways to connect with fellow marketers, promote programs, find new clients, and inform the public about the latest topics of interest. That is why we created an insights page at eurodigitalpartners.com/insights. But then we got to thinking, what if we started a podcast to reach people who did not have time to read our posts or needed something interesting to listen to on the morning commute? That is why we decided to start the podcast. Each month, we bring you a new series of podcasts ranging from Instagram to PR to Facebook advertising. We really cover the gamut. If you have suggestions for future insights articles, or if you'd like to contribute to the Euro Digital Partners, if you have suggestions for future insights articles, or if you would like to contribute to the Euro Digital Partners Marketing Insights page or to the podcast, reach out to us at info@eurodigitalpartners.com. Please tweet about us on Twitter. We're there at EUDigitalP. Like us on Facebook and follow us on LinkedIn. Subscribe to the podcast on Podomatic or your preferred purveyor of fine podcasts. And mind our YouTube channel for some interesting video demonstrations. You can also find the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play, and countless others. Be sure to leave a 5-star review and leave a comment. It helps other great people like you find Euro Digital Partners on the web. Be sure to check out our course on pay-per-click advertising at ppccourse.eurodigitalpartners.com.